This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the trash. In the trash? All right, well, I hear. Listen, with the way you people talk sometimes in that room, I think it is a trash room. You know what I mean? Trashing me. Anyhow, I'm Joe Pacito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just being involved and engaged, because that's really what I want you to do. I want you involved and engaged. Because if you do that, right, you're going to hear some other people's point of views. You're going to hear how some people may have come to the same conclusion you did, but through a different avenue, if you would. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us and being with us. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the news today. And the one that makes me the craziest is as we listen to Democrats talk about the race, a race that, in my humble opinion, in many areas, has simply been stolen. And I say that for a lot of reasons. Because here in L.A., where I actually have a connection and people that are inside and they're watching over the counting and what have you, I found out today that one of the congressional candidates, who will remain nameless for the moment, was the volunteers, the thousands and thousands of volunteers that they had, were SEIU members. I want you to just think about that. One of the biggest unions in the United States, right? SEIU members. And on top of that, the county workers and others, many of them are, fill in the blanks, SEIU members. And when the Republicans were down, when I was talking to some of the people down at the Los Angeles County Recorder's Office, they were telling me how they were watching, they were seeing that a lot of these workers were not matching signatures, they were not matching addresses, they were not matching birth dates. They saw many, 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 many irregularities. And they virtually couldn't do anything about it. When they talked about it, brought it to somebody's attention, they were ignored. Think about that. We're seeing thousands and thousands of ballots show up out of nowhere. Late mailers. That's the other thing. There's a boatload of mailers in Los Angeles County that are being counted after the date, the proper date. In other words, if you didn't get them mailed on Tuesday by 5, they were postmarked that day, they shouldn't count. But we've got the mantra that everybody's vote should count. Well, here's my attitude towards that. If it is so sacred, if it is so important, if it's such a big deal, then why don't you make sure it gets in on time? Why don't you, if this is, people have died, they've shed blood for your freedom, for your right to vote, and you're so cavalier about it that you'll get it in when you get it in? In my neighborhood, there were reports of people going around and picking up absentee ballots, saying that they were with the county, and that they were sent to pick up the ballot. They had noticed that that person hadn't mailed it in yet. Right? Think about this. There's a press release that the Democrats put out. So Georgia's race for governor ends, but the fight against voter suppression and a grossly rigged election continues. I agree with them. I don't agree with them from the same angle, but I agree with them. Stacey Abrams announced that she will continue to fight against voter suppression and to file a lawsuit against the gross mismanagement of the Georgia election. The fight against voter suppression is so far from over. The election may have ended, but the Stacey Abrams ignited the fire in the hearts of Georgia voters. White supremacy is alive and well in the Deep South, and as a black woman state senator, I'm reminded of that every single day. That's according to Senator Nikema Williams. This is not just about one election. It's about the systematic disenfranchisement of black voters. We lived through the Jim Crow once. We're not going to do it again. Wow. Really? We chose to endorse Stacey Adams as our first candidate because she's a once-in-a-lifetime leader, said Jess Morales Rakido, executive director of CARE in Action. But listen carefully. He says, we know that voter suppression gave Brian Kemp this race, but domestic workers, are you listening? But domestic workers, let me translate. Right? As a political force in Georgia, I'm not going away. Demand accountability for a grossly rigged election and will continue to support Stacey Abrams no matter what. When you have people, when you have somebody at an address, or you have people going in and going to vote and they're told that they've already voted, right? Unless they're schizophrenic, there's a problem, isn't there? I'm sitting here with my driver's license saying, no, I didn't. I have not been here. I want my right to vote. And they say, no, we can give you a provisional, but it probably won't get counted when they see that you voted earlier. But I didn't vote earlier. The group in Florida and Georgia are screaming that all votes, they don't say all American votes, all the votes of legal citizens, they say all the members.
Get down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. You know, I got to tell you something. That last story with Stacey Abrams is just making me nuts. And I'll tell you why. Because at first was... And yes, I know, you're all waiting for Xander. You can wait another second or two. It was all about, right, she wasn't winning, we weren't voting for her because she's black. We're racist. No, you know, just because somebody happens to be black that I think can't do the job doesn't make me a racist. It makes me somebody who wants to use the gray matter between my ears. And now it's voter suppression because we won't let the service workers vote? You know exactly who they're talking about. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Kim joins us as he does every week to kind of help us tie the bow at the end of the week and all the crazy stuff that's going on. Xander, thanks for being with me.
I'm here with a big pink bow, Joe.
I don't even want to think about that. Thank you so much. Please.
I'm just getting over the intro music. I'm still doing my hand gestures to Boogie Wonderland, you know.
Oh, God. Do you have those big clodhopper shoes? Do you remember those two and the big bell bottoms?
No.
No?
Definitely not.
None of
that. When I could walk, I never used to wear shoes that impeded me from walking because it didn't take much for me to trip over. So I had trouble tying my laces, so no, I was never into big shoes.
And, well,
but
I did
in the 80s, I did have platform shoes for a while.
Oh.
When I used to dye my hair all the time because I was a bit of a rebel.
Oh. You know, I wish we had the internet back then because I'm sure I could find some pretty good pictures, don't you think?
There are some on my website, Joe. Just have a look on the website. You know,
nothing
is hidden.
I want, yeah. Really? You've got the ones with the platform shoes and the dyed hair?
Oh, gosh, there were pictures of me in drag on my website.
Oh, well.
I've got nothing to hide. The trouble is, when you hide things, you know, we all have to put our life experiences out there, Joe, because it actually shows how we've progressed
and
how we've grown and how our journey, where our journey has taken us. And this is where my journey has taken me, you know?
Well, cool. No, really. I know, to my show, right? I mean, how worse can
it
get?
Exactly.
I mean,
your wife is offering me barley. I mean, you know, it's the highlight of my week.
Well, at least she didn't put it in a feed bag and hand it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. Okay. We'll wait till I get there for that. You know, she'll just stick it over my head. Is that what she does to the guests when they come into the studio?
Yes, pretty much.
A green bag over their head.
There's two big buckets, and it's like just... Whatever one you want, just stick your head in there, grab some.
Just stop chomping when Joe asks you a question, kind of thing.
I used to have a guy that, on purpose, he would eat while he was interviewing with me. He's now the head of the Democrat Party in California.
That's such a huge surprise. Yeah, I don't have a lot of rules for guests, but I don't want you on my show drunk, and I don't want you cursing, and... you know, I don't want you being too mean about people, you know, because that's my job.
Well, listen, I want to get to something serious here because I heard about this tonight, and we'll talk about some of the other things that we were discussing during the break, but this is the stuff that makes me just crazy. The story about the, I guess your name is Asia Bibi, and she was sentenced to death in Pakistan. And because supposedly, and I won't go through the whole story, but supposedly some Muslim women accused her of blaspheming Muhammad. So she was sentenced to death, and the judges, their equivalent to the Supreme Court judges, said, hey, you know what, there's really not enough evidence here to put her to death. So they let her go. And there's been riots in the streets. You know, they're protesting. She needs to be put to death. So apparently there is no law there. The law doesn't really count. It's all about the mob, like it's becoming here.
Right.
So she's asking, now check this out. She's asking for asylum in Britain. And you know what they're saying to her? No.
But that's not a surprise with the state of the United Kingdom right now.
Really?
The United Kingdom is in such a mess. I mean, I'm not sure whether it's a better option for this lady not to stay where she is and ride out the death threats because I would be back in America in a heartbeat if it were possible. Really, I would. Because England is so bad. But in fairness, you know, when you think about this kind of double standard here, let's start doing this now then to people that blaspheme our religion. Let's talk about the people that blaspheme my God and your God and you know, my Savior Jesus Christ every single day and rip up Bibles and set fire to Bibles. But that's absolutely acceptable. But we can't talk about the Prophet Muhammad and what he was or what he actually did because, you know, that is offensive, even though it's true.
Right.
And this has always bothered me. You know, I don't want to out and out offend someone, but, you know, when people, you know, I had a fight on social media, you know, and I'm sure you wouldn't believe that because I'd never fight on social media, with a Muslim imam who was saying that the things that Muhammad did was just, you know, the Holy Spirit did the same to Mary. And I was like, there's just no connotation. There's no kind of parallel there
no.
for me, from a religious or from any other aspect. But when you're trying to excuse pedophilia and someone that's kind of, you know, seen as godlike in your religion, then the conversation ends for me. Really, it has to. And how can we give credibility to any religion that would escalate or elevate an individual that is a pedophile to begin with?
Yeah, I
stumped you there, Joe?
No. I'm thinking. Look at you. Can't speak anything bad about Muhammad. You, if you made fun of his nose or his ears or made a character picture of him.
Yeah.
You know, it's immediate death. Yet, as you and I have discussed in the past, you can create an art exhibit putting Jesus on the cross upside down in a bottle of urine. You call it art, and there's nothing you can do about it, right?
No.
I mean, it's a freedom of expression, right?
Exactly. There was a guy a few years ago that made a sculpture or a picture of Jesus or something made out of vibrators, which to me is bad. But you know, you even mentioned, you know, the anything about Muhammad, and you know, just sweet Charlie and you're dead. You know what I mean? It's kind of worried. I think we should, I think the thing is that we should be respecting of people's religions, but don't throw stones in my direction and tell me how perfect your religion is unless you actually want me to tell you how perfect it isn't. Because I studied a lot of the world religion.
Can finish your thought.
Talk about a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I think you need to talk about that a little bit more.
The key word is respectful, really.
Yes.
That's what we need to be.
And I'm going to be respectful of the clock.
Isn't
right.
Respectful.
Finish that on the other side. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll let Xander finish his thought so he doesn't overflow. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A bitter-sounding Democrat, Stacey Abrams, ends her run for governor in Georgia.
This is not a speech of concession.
because confession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
Abrams had been hoping for a December 4th runoff against Republican Brian Kemp to become the nation's first female black governor. The hand recount in Florida continues in the Senate race between Bill Nelson and Rick Scott. The race is apparently over for Florida governor, with Republican Ron DeSantis able to avoid a hand recount. President Trump setting up rules and regulations for how White House press should act now that a judge has ordered CNN journalist Jim Acosta's press pass be reinstated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Please answer the question.
I'm Bill McKee, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being here. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation. You can give me your email address. Because we're sending out emails once a week to let you know what's going to be on the show, you know, who's going to be the show, what the topic's going to be, that kind of stuff. And you can help support our sponsors, because if you support our sponsors and we get enough of them, we can cut back on those commercials that you hate so much. You know, we do believe in capitalism here, and I'm not giving it up that easy. Anyhow, Xavier Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate the time he spends with me on the air, in the chat room, you know, just being involved with us. And Xander, what's it like over there? You're across the pond.
I am. It's very difficult right now, and we're in a crisis mode, really, because we've had someone running the country for 2 years that has supposedly been taking us into the direction of Brexit and leaving Europe. But there's just so much information about this, and what is most preferable for the country, and this is what I agree with, is that we have a Brexit with a deal in place which protects business, which protects the country, which protects everything. But Theresa May, who is the Prime Minister here, and she calls herself a conservative, but she's not a conservative by American standards of conservatism, has just spent the last 2 years like dragging her heels and, you know, doing more referendums on as to whether we should have one, rather than sitting down and getting down to the nitty-gritty of what should be going on in order to get us the best deal. And I think now what she really needs to do is resign, because, you know, you don't put someone in charge of dealing with leaving Europe, you know, of Brexit, when she doesn't actually want us to do that. That to me is ridiculous. You know, you don't put someone in a diet in charge of the barbecue, do you? I know we come back to food all the time.
I know. What is it with you?
That's my analogy.
Jeez. So let me tell you what. So when you Google Brexit from our part of the world, right, the first things that come up are, you know, the BBC, the Guardian, the Independent, And they really list the things that are problematic about Brexit and about leaving and that kind of stuff, which I think is hilarious. And then the Washington Post, one of our locals, says that the immigration worries drove the Brexit vote. That's what really made that happen, not the fact that maybe the Brits wanted to be able to make their own decisions, right, and not ask a group of people in another country for permission. And then the last one that I really like that you can probably speak to is Brexit is really hurting England because nurses and doctors are leaving London.
I don't think that I don't know where that came in from, but that's really not true. Nurses and doctors and our professionals are going to go where the work is, and there will always be work in the United Kingdom for professionals. But a huge part of the problem here with regards to the control, the level of control that Europe has, is that although they've been paying certain kind of trades, like the fishing industry is now dead basically because of Europe. But the things they've done to farmers and the things they've made them do have made their fields less profitable, whereas it's actually made it more profitable in Europe. So what they've done is they've forced this level of control that has brought the country to its knees from a perspective of industry. And that's really not good. You know, when a whole industry is gone, the whole of the fishing industry has practically gone. It's a worry. I'm paying subsidies to those people does not really cover what they would have earned or gained in that period had those things not been placed upon them. And I think the only way out is now is for Theresa May to resign and somebody to actually be in charge that wants this to go through, so that will actually further the Brexit rather than kind of slow it down.
You know, Xander, I had read, though, that they can call for an election, and they're looking to call for an election now. That would happen sometimes in February or March, but that would still, screw you guys, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm reading something right now that says that Europe should help the UK to cancel Brexit. The European Union could clear the way for a second Brexit vote because they feel like, the Brits were sold. Go ahead.
A third? You mean a third Brexit vote? There have been two already.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
That would be a third Brexit. You see, you don't keep having referendums until you get the decision that you want. You stick with the first decision from the referendum and work towards that. Because if the idea of a referendum is to do the will of the people, and so to keep doing referendums until you get the decision that you want does not work. And there is. The United Kingdom is in flux right now, so there is a loss of confidence in the United Kingdom and its industries and all of these things. But I put that squarely at Theresa May's feet, because she should have done her job and done this over the last 2 years rather than just get to the point where, this has to be sorted by March, and if it's not, we're going to incur penalties. And I think that she should pay these penalties. Because why should the British people end up paying out of the taxpayers' money for penalties that are due to her failures? It's a worry. It really is.
No, I agree. Why should you get stuck with it? Doesn't make any sense, does it? And people are, but see, they're doing the same thing that they're doing here to a degree. They're saying, hey, look, the people were sold a bill of goods. They really didn't know what they were voting for. Blah 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 blah. Don't. That's a line.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, do you think that the Brits didn't know what they were voting on?
I don't think it's so much that they didn't know that they were voting on. I think that they thought they were voting on that we would leave the EU with a deal in place. Because all of this talk of hard Brexit and soft Brexit and a no-deal Brexit, your average person in the street doesn't know what that means. So maybe they should have made it a little bit clearer, it's clearly indicative that your average person in the street in the UK wants us to leave Europe and to go it alone. I mean, thank heavens we didn't go with the euro. Thank heavens we kept the pound, because if we hadn't, that would have been even messier. Most countries in Europe have taken on the euro now, and they're and they're controlled even more by Europe, and so the euro is worth less than the original currency that they had. So nobody's gaining from it apart from Europe.
No, I do. I get the biggest kick out of they spin this stuff, and it just shows you more and more how much control the media wants of everything, how much they want to be able to spin the narrative, if you would, what they want to be able to push down our throats. It's pretty disgusting. You know what I'm saying?
It absolutely is, and at the end of the day, when they keep saying let's have another referendum, you know, do they want someone to hire a plane and a skywriter to make it clear to them that, you know, we need to leave the European Union? I don't know what it takes, but I certainly, as someone that considers themselves as a conservative by American standards, don't have any confidence in Theresa May anymore. Not that I felt I did, it has dwindled for such a long time, but she's not doing well for the country right now.
I mean, she was the one that called the early election that caused a lot of problems, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Yeah. Explain to those who don't understand, how did she get to call an early election?
Well, I don't know how she got to call an early election. She was the prime minister at the time, but when she took over as prime minister, it was halfway through an election period. So the guy that resigned left, and she was never voted in. And
right.
She's still never been voted in. And what she wanted to do was to keep herself in the top seat. And even this time, the Conservatives didn't actually win this time. She just went to the Queen and said, well, you know, it would be better, Mom. You know, we have this for you, and we'll put it in place, and we'll carry it on, blah, blah, blah. But it's actually, you know, good for the British people because democracy did not take place.
No. No,
I get American conservatives thinking all the time, shouldn't we just support Theresa May because she's a conservative? Absolutely not. No way.
No, you've explained the difference.
She's not a true conservative.
She's not a conservative. You're exactly right.
No. No, she's absolutely, she's liberal life. That's what she is. She's definitely not a conservative by American standards.
All right. We've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, more with Xander Gibb on the other side of the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
If you could, I could only hear the conversation during the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. Always have a good time with him. We kind of wrap the week up in a nice, neat little bow. However, we can't wrap it up in a Design a Canada Goose or a Montclair jacket. Right, Xander?
Well, I've got mine just because your parents can't afford to buy you one, Joe. You know, it's not my problem.
God, I sent Xander
$1,300 each.
I sent Xander a story during the break. The schools in England now ban Designer Canada Goose and Montclair jackets to keep poor students from being bullied. Now, I just, so they're, the kids are bullied because some other kid has a jacket that's worth more money. Now you're going to tell people what they can spend to coach or what they can't, what they can wear to school and what they can't? Are we serious?
I would just say it was from the thrift store, you know?
I bought it third. I bought it third hand. You make them really feel bad, right?
Exactly.
Well, the band is part of a poverty proofing scheme. You're right.
Please.
I mean, well, come on. The more I see this stuff, the more I laugh at it. Because when we were kids, you look at, I felt bad. I didn't have the same clothes as everybody else, but I had clothes. I was warm, right? I mean, seriously. And now we're worried about who's wearing what, where, and how. What's next? Does everybody get an iPhone, or nobody can use an iPhone because it's the most expensive phone in the market? You know, they got those $79 jobs, right? Should everybody get one of those?
Let's just get Oprah to go in and say, you can have a $1,300 code. You get a $1,300 code. Where does it end, really?
It won't. It won't end because we won't stay. Just look at the elections here in the United States, and you look at what went down. But before you eat, it'll help with your dietary program. But you look at what's going down, it's the same thing. When you look at the elections, people are afraid to say anything if somebody is black or Hispanic running for office, because they would be racist to say that person is shouldn't be running for office, shouldn't be doing whatever. It's disgusting. Right. It really is disgusting.
I mean, the point with all of this is I'm actually sick of people talking about white supremacists. When can we actually have the conversation about black supremacists? You know, I stopped following Niecy Nash on Instagram because she's anti-white. And I'm sick to death of this. We know we're not allowed to talk about it, but we should be able to talk about it. You know, I'm all for calling out racism, but we should be able to call it out, whoever is being the tool of that racism, whatever the color of their skin. I mean, not calling out racism is racist. Let's face it.
Well, racist doesn't mean anything anymore. You know that.
All
it is a generic swear word to try to make you feel bad. Right?
Because you're a racist, aren't you, Joe? And so am I. And I'm homophobic, too.
So,
that's the way it goes. I just love that. I have a t-shirt that says, I'm a homophobe. That's what I want.
If anyone's listening out there, they're going to
buy me a gift for Christmas. You have to get a t-shirt for me that says, I'm a homophobe. But make sure it's in a pretty big size so I can wear it.
You got to have the shirt that says, hey, I'm homophobic, or so says my boyfriend. Right? I mean, seriously.
I'm not homophobic, but my boyfriend is.
Because when they wrote that about you, I still tell that story because I think it's so funny, right?
Well, I think what I need is a t-shirt that says, I'm not racist or homophobic, but my black boyfriend is.
I know I'm going to hear about this anyhow. Seriously, with the problems going on in Europe right now, and again, I've talked to people about this over and over and over again. You've got countries there that are broke. You've got countries here that can't take care of their own people. To bring in more immigrants, I guess is what they're calling them. I don't know what that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the proper term is.
Economic migrants, you mean?
Economic migrants. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Good for that.
That's exactly what they are.
Is that what they? God.
Yeah. Because if you want to just move to somewhere for a better quality of life, at least say that that's the case. Don't say, oh, I'm oppressed in my own country, because you can't get a good job. We've got enough of them in America as it is. Like, I have to do two jobs, I can't earn enough money, and it's Donald Trump's fault. Well, it's not Donald Trump's fault that you didn't finish school and that you didn't go into a qualification after school so you could earn more money as an adult, is it?
No. No.
Am I not allowed to say that? Sorry.
No, hey, listen, I'm with you. I had this discussion with a couple of Democrats that I actually consider good people. We were talking and what have you, and one was complaining about the how his house went up in value and how much more he has to pay in taxes and all this other stuff. And I go, wait a minute. You decided to move into that house.
Right.
Don't put it on the government. You decided to do A, B, C, and D. This is not the government's fault.
No.
Every time we make a bad decision or make a mistake, it's not the government's job to bail you out.
No. But this coat story from England, this is exactly the same thing, Joe. This is about entitlement. Just because my parents can afford to buy me a better coat does not mean you're entitled to have the same coat or that I shouldn't have it because your parents can't afford to buy you one.
That's the way the world works. Yeah. This is why I don't like in schools, you know, where everyone gets a prize. Everyone's a winner. You're not a winner. You didn't run as fast as the other kid, so you don't get a prize. But I'll still take you for ice cream after, you know, after the event. Do you know what I mean? It's just, why do we, I'm sick of us subscribing to the liberalizing of the planet. We have to stop it, because otherwise in 20 years' time, it's already starting, but we're going to have such a liberalized group of young people that we're doomed.
We're doomed.
Yeah. Well, listen, you want to talk about some more craziness? Trump is accused of racism for what? You know what he was accused of racism for today? Honoring Elvis Presley.
Oh, I saw something on Instagram about that, because they said he could have highlighted black artists.
You know, I love this. He's the first. He dedicated a monument to Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Where was Obama during this? Why didn't he do it? Right, honoring the black community. We can go over all the things he's done for the black community.
Wait,
and he,
let me answer that question, because Martin Luther King wasn't a Muslim. But carry on.
God.
It's true, Joe. Like, let's be honest.
Well, with Obama?
If the king had been a Muslim, you know, Barack Obama would have named a wing in the White House after him.
Well, you look at this thing with Farrakhan recently. You know, I love all this, how everybody was up in arms about people that were being anti-Semites all of a sudden when the shooting took place at the synagogue, right? But nobody said anything about a man that constantly, a black man, a black Muslim man, who constantly pounds on the Jewish community, constantly calls them things like termites and they need to be exterminated, okay? But he gets a pass every time. Him and Billy Bob were almost dancing at Aretha Franklin's funeral service. It's amazing.
Right.
I know nothing. You heard nothing, right?
And let's face it, that hairdresser from Harlem has made a career from cashing in on the bad things that happened to the black community. What's his name? Looks like Don King with better shoes.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. God, I didn't even do this to me. Anyway,
I can't think of his name.
I know, right? Sure. Thanks for making me look stupid on national radio. I appreciate it a whole bunch. Yeah. No, and
well,
then, you know, and then what? They're giving Al Sharpton an award, right?
Yeah, Al Sharpton. That's who it was.
Sharpton. Yeah. There you go. Right. Okay.
There you go. You got there.
You remember? Do you remember? He was the one that started the rioting in the Jewish community. He called them out.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing.
Yeah.
You hear nothing about that, will you?
The guy is an anti-Semite and has the cheek to talk about people being racist. I mean, yeah, it's bad to be racist, but it's bad to be anti-Semitic too, you know?
Well, how do you deflect when you're guilty of something? How do you deflect? You point and accuse other people.
Yeah.
Really that simple, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But it's unfortunate there are so many stupid people in America that are willing to overlook it, because, you know, if he's shouting about racism, how can he be discriminatory himself? It's probably because he is discriminatory himself that he's shouting about the racism.
Yeah, I do the story off and on the show about Jimmy Carter, who called us all racist for not agreeing with the president, and it was just because he was a black man. And Jimmy Carter was one that voted not to build a school for blacks on the same side of the street as a school for whites, because they might bump into each other. Right? But we're the racists. That's a true story. Well, he was on the tabloid.
But haven't we proven over the past few generations that integration is the only way to go? And when we live together, we learn together, we grow together, we love together. You know, even in England, you know, putting the Muslims in one area and the Christians in another, that's never worked. Because if we don't know each other, we can't work together and grow together, can we?
Yep.
No, am I having too much common sense?
You're being too flowery for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all this love stuff. I don't know. What is all this garbage? Anyway, we're up against it.
You call yourself a Christian?
Tell people what I'm saying.
Zabnikas.com. Don't forget, the new show is starting next Friday, 5 Pacific.
Next Friday.
2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Next Friday.
While you're sitting on the couch in your turkey coma, you can always just turn on Xander, have a listen. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. A lot more coming up in the next hour. How they're stealing the election in California. We'll be back in just a little bit.